we left off last week, we were discussing the mice of Rabbi Elazar, Yeshua, the famous Seder of the Tanoim. So do we have any record of what they spoke about that Seder? So according to some Rishonim, yes. Because the next passage in the Haggadah begins, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the Rambam had the Giras of Amar Lahem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Now, this discussion took place at that Seder. Amar Lahem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said to the other Tanoim, his chiddush about maskirin yitzis mitzrayim leilos. So the way that, whether this was actually the discussion at the Seder, or whether this is something else that the Baal HaGadol is teaching us, Amaisa, we know that this is a Mishnah at the end of the first parak of Maseches Brachos about the nature of the mitzvah of maskirin yitzis mitzrayim. Everybody agrees there's a mitzvah in the Torah to remember yitzis mitzrayim each and every day. That's the mantizkos yom tzeis chomer tzayim koyim mechayecha. That's agreed upon by everybody. But Rashi al Torah has an interesting pshat. Rashi writes, on the Pasuk in Parshas Bo, Zochor se yom hazeh she'etzas Mitzrayim, Rashi quotes from the Michilta, Mikan she'maskirin yitzis Mitzrayim b'chol yom. So that's not the mocha that the Mishnah gives. I mean, everyone agrees that it didn't. Everyone agrees there's a mitzvah. It's not clear whether the source of the mitzvah is the Pasuk of Zochor in Parshas Bo, or the Pasuk of the Mantisko in Parshas Re'eh, but everybody agrees there's a mitzvah in the Torah to mention yitzis Mitzrayim every day. Then the Tanoim had a further question, what about balaylos? Does that mitzvah apply only kol yomei chayecha? But does that mitzvah apply even balayla? So the Tanoim, who said that it applies even balayla, they derive from the special pasuk the Gzeiras HaKosov, kol yimecheyecha, kol rabbis is alaylos. And the other Tanoim say, nope, kol is the rabbis yimos Mashiach, whole story, that even less a level there'll be a mitzvah, whatever it is. But balaylos pashas, there wouldn't be a mitzvah. So we happen to pask in the halacha that there is a mitzvah balayla. According to the pashas and the halacha is that it's a mitzvah min haTorah. Just as there's a mitzvah in the Torah by Yom, so there's a mitzvah in the Torah by Laila. There is a big chiddush that appears in Maseches Brachos, the name of the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah seems to say that even though we pass him as a mitzvah of to be maskets, he's mitzvah by Leilos, that somehow that mitzvah is tofel to the mitzvah by Yom. The Ika mitzvah is really by Yom. The mitzvah by Laila is also a mitzvah, that's true, but it's in a certain sense a secondary mitzvah. Because the Torah doesn't say Beferish Lahaskir by Laila. It says Beferish Lahaskir by Yom. And Laila is kind of learnt out from Midrashus. So that somehow lowers the level of the mitzvah. How does that reflect itself on Halacha? So Rabbeinu Yonah has a big chiddush. Rabbeinu Yonah says he thinks that the definition of Laila for the purposes of this mitzvah doesn't follow the definition of Laila of Kol HaTorah Kula. We know that Laila and Kol HaTorah Kula, so until it's Tzeisik Yechavim, until the stars come out, we can't say with any certainty that it's really Laila. There are certain dinim, we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago in the Shabbos Afternoon Shiurim, when it comes to davening Shmoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv, so we have a very, very lenient version of Laila, maybe after Flaga Minchah Laila, or when it comes to lighting Chayga candles, maybe we can make a Laila, already after Flaga Minchah, reading the Megillah according to some, you could read after Flaga Minchah, so we have a very, very watered down version of what Laila means in terms of certain areas that relate to Luchas Tefillah. But when it comes to mitzvahs min haTorah, nobody would say, well, if it's Plaga Mincha, so according to some Shabbos, it's over already. Chas v'shalom. There's a din derais that Beis in Maseches Brachos tells us that Me'alos HaShachar Tzeis Kechom is the Shia Laila, the Kol HaTorah Kula. Until the stars come out, we cannot say with certainty that it's Laila yet. So for all dinim derais, that's Mechar be the din. So comes Rabbi Yonah and says that when it comes to Kriya Shema, so Kriya Shema, you also, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, you can't be Yotzei until it's dark. B'Shachbos, that's the Yizman Shechiva. And then Rabbi Yonah says, but maybe the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos, maybe you could be Yotzei even before it's actually dark. Maybe that Taki you could be Yotzei even Plaga Minchas. That's Rabbi Yonah is a Chiddush, that if you daven at a minyan, I'd say, Minyan Roli Shabbos, you daven Ma'ariv Roli, so he says, Minatori, you have to repeat Kriya Shema. You don't have to repeat the third Pasha of Kriya Shema. Why? Because the third Pasha of Kriya Shema is only to be Yotzei Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the whole purpose of the third Pasha of Kriya Shema. That's why according to the Tanoim who held that Ein Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos, so Yitaka don't have to say the third Pasha, right? Rochanami. We pask you that you do have to say the third Pasha, but it's not Alts Kriya Shema, it's Alts Mitzvah Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos. So Ben Yonah says, well, as long as you said Shema, if the Plaga Mincha, that's good enough. Because if the Torah would have said Haskets is Ram Balelos, so then we would have required Halachic Laila, and if it's short of Halachic Laila, you're not Yotzei. But since the Torah doesn't say Laila, it says Bayom, and by the way, as an afterthought, Balaila. So it sounds like for the afterthought, that's good enough. This is a Shtikh Laila. Even though it's a Dimina Torah, so it's a very, very strange Hagdor of Azman. So Shtikh Rishon, Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah, Daf Beis, and Daf Aleph, actually. The riff starts in Daf Aleph. That's the first page of Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah, Maseches Brachos, that the standards for Laila for the Yetzias Mitzrayim, but not the same as Kol HaTorah Kula. Very, very strange sheet, and that's what it says in Rabbeinu Yonah. We don't follow this practice. Whenever we daven Ma'ariv early, so if we say Kriya Shema early, we'll repeat all Kriya Shema. For the extra 20 seconds, we'll repeat the third Pasha of Kriya Shema as well. At least according to Rabbeinu Yonah, maybe it wasn't necessary. So So Kopanim, everybody agrees that the halacha we pass it like Ben Zayma, we pass it like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. There's a real bona fide mitzvah of lahaskit in Mitzrayim balelos, but Yamim for sure there is, and even balelos. So there is a famous problem with the Rambam when it comes to this mitzvah of maskinit in Mitzrayim, that the Rambam doesn't count this as one of the Tayyag mitzvahs. And the question is, why not? The Rambam says you have to do it. The Rambam in the beginning of Yichas Kriya Shema writes that you have to be masked, it's a tribe of Yom V'Laila, Pasha Tzadim in the Torah. Why doesn't the Rambam count it as one of the Tayyag mitzvahs? So there are many different approaches that are given to the Rambam. So one of the answers that's given, and it's quoted in the name of Reb Chaim, is that Reb Chaim said the reason why the Rambam doesn't count it is because the Rambam holds that it's not going to be a mitzvah that's going to apply to the Yemos HaMashiach. The Rambam has a klal in his Gedama to say for mitzvahs that he only counts mitzvahs that are here forever and ever and ever and ever. The definition of Torah is Rambam quotes the pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim at Olam Las Kodivri Atayrazos. It's only called Torah. It's only called mitzvahs. It's only called Tayag mitzvahs if it's something that's here forever and ever and ever. Sometimes you have mitzvahs that only applied at certain times in history. Let's say, Lamashal, there was a din in the times of when Klai Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael, that first generation who entered into Eretz Yisrael, there was a girl who was Yorish Nachla from her father. She didn't have any brothers, so she got the inheritance from her father. So she had to marry within her Shevet. Story plus stuff, but she wasn't allowed to marry outside of the Shevet because he wanted to make sure that all the land remained within that Shevet. Remember, Bibasa derives from Sukkim, but that din doesn't apply to Bizmanazah. Let's say Bizmanazah, even if we would know which shape we come from. We have a girl that she was Yorish, the whole Nachal of her father. She doesn't have any brothers, so she's allowed to marry whoever she wants. There's no that din of Mishpachas Aviyah Tel Isha was only given for the Dor Bar Yaret. That's the Gemara derives from Sukkim. So the Rambam says we wouldn't count that as one of the Tayag mitzvahs, because that's not a din L'Doris. That was a whole Rasha. That was a one time deal that Akash Baruch Hu gave us a din that was naik for that generation. Well, let's say Lamashal. There was a din that when you collected the man, so you weren't allowed to leave the man over until the morning. Isha Yosef Menuad Barker. So Bizman Hamidbar, if a person left over man until the morning, that would be a violation of an Issa. That din doesn't apply today. We don't have man. The whole thing doesn't apply anymore. It was a very, very unique din. That was a din, Lashon. Let's say last week, I think we referred to this. The Pasuk says in Pasha's book, Isha Yosef Pesach Beisuad Boker. At the time of Pesach Mitzrayim, they weren't allowed to leave the houses. That's not a din Lathiris. That's not counted as one of the Tag mitzvahs. The Rambam says that any time you have dinim, at the time when the dinim were given, they were not given. You had to do it. It was a Dvar Hashem, it was a mitzvah. But it doesn't qualify as a mitzvah l'dayrus. Therefore, it's not considered to be part of the quote-unquote Torah. It's not called an istaros l'shevlekenu l'lanu l'vanenu ad oylem l'asas kol divrei Torah azos. So Reb Chaim suggests that the mitzvah of mentioning it's Yisrael Mitzrayim maybe is a mitzvah that doesn't apply to l'dayrus. It's a very, very, very long harasha. When is the mitzvah going to end? It's going to end the Yemos HaMashiach. Why is that? So Reb Chaim makes the simple cheshbon. He says, there's machlokes at Tanoim, whether you have to be masked, Yitzis Mitzrayim, be Yemos HaMashiach. Machlokes at Tanoim, what do you learn from the word kol, Yemei Chayecha? The starting point of the sugya is that we're not going to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim, be Yemos HaMashiach. It's a mitzvah that's given for this time in history. Why is that? Why is that the starting point? The Mefarshim explained, based on the Gemara, in the end of the first Berachah Brachas, that the mitzvah of Maskir Nitzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah to remember the most recent Geulah. To remember the Brachah, the Nisim, and the Flos, the Yamsim. We have to remember that in this world. So now there's going to come a time of Yemos HaMashiach, so our focus is going to change. So we're not going to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim anymore. It's not going to be the most recent Geulah anymore. So therefore, according to many Tanoim, there won't be a mitzvah of Maskir Nitzias Mitzrayim, the Yemos HaMashiach. And the other Tana says, no. Even though it won't be the most recent Geula, it'll still be important, it'll still be something, so we're still going to talk about that a little bit as well. So there's Machlekes HaTanoim, whether that mitzvah of Maskir Nitzias Mitzrayim is going to apply in the Yemos HaMashiach. So says Reb Chaim, according to the Tanu holds, it's not going to apply. What do you mean it's not going to apply? How can a mitzvah not apply? What kind of story is that? The mitzvah is going to change in the Yemos HaMashiach. All the dinim are going to apply in the Yemos HaMashiach. We're going to bring karbonos in the Yemos HaMashiach. There's going to be shemitah and yovel in the Yemos HaMashiach. We're going to put on tefillin in the Yemos HaMashiach. What is going to be the same in the Yemos HaMashiach? That was never a question. The Gemara is a shayla about the achat chis ha-meisim. That's already a whole different ballgame. That's a different world. That's like an olam habot. That's a different sugya. But in the Yemos HaMashiach, olam kibin hagun nohei. So of course there's going to be mitzvahs. some Tanoim say, we're not going to mention it's Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So the answer is that it was never given as a mitzvah l'dayrus. It was given as a rosho. So Reb Chaim says, if it's only a rosho, then it doesn't count. It's one of the tag mitzvahs. We think a rosho, we think in terms of something that was given for one generation. It was given for 1 year, one-time deal. A rosho means anything that's not eternal. It can be a very short harosha, it can be a very long harosha, but it's still a temporary halacha. So whatever is temporary doesn't count. That's one shot from Reb Chaim. So then Reb Chaim, go on, they ask Reb Chaim, if that's the case, so how come the Rambam quotes the mitzvah of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim as one of the Tayag mitzvahs? The whole reason why the Gemara says, why according to some Tanoim, we're not going to mention Tzias Mitzrayim every day, and not Kriya Shema L'Yasad Lavo, is because it's not the most recent Geula. So we're going to talk about the most recent Geula. We're going to focus on Kibbutz Golios and B'nei Beis HaMikdash, Shabbat Shlishi, etc. And we're going to forget about Tzias Mitzrayim. So how come... And how come the Ram quotes we got all the Bincha? The Ram is going to make a Seder even in your Masa Mashiach. So if you hold that Yitzias Mitzrayim is going to be Batel, the whole emphasis of Yitzias Mitzrayim is going to be no longer so important, and the mitzvah of Maskir and Yitzias Mitzrayim is going to fall by the wayside because it was never given the Dairus. So why don't we say the same Svara about the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? That should also go fall by the wayside of the Dairus. So it's said over, if I'm not mistaken, in the name of Rav Huttner, to explain where Reb Chaim. But the Rambam writes that the mitzvah of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim on the 15th of Nisan is a mitzvah b'chol dor v'dor, liros ki yotza achshav mimitzrayim. It's not enough just to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim as an event in the past. On Pesach night, it has to become current events. It's ki yotza ata, ayin tof hei, achshav mimitzrayim. It becomes, al pidin, the most recent geula. The whole reason why Yitzias Mitzrayim takes a back seat in Yemos HaMashiach is because it's not the most recent geula. The mitzvah is to talk about the most recent geula. But on Pesach night, when every year comes, it'll come the Tesvav of Nisan, that becomes the most recent geula. Yeah, what's Yemos HaMashiach? What are we talking about? Kibbutz Golios? That was last year. Now we're leaving Mitzrayim right now. So that halachic category of Yitzias Mitzrayim being elevated to current events, it's Shas HaNeis, it's not an event of the past, that enables us to fulfill this mitzvah, even Yemos HaMashiach. So as Rav Huttner said, with Das Reb Chaim, that's why when it comes to Zechira every night, forget about that. That's not counted as one of the tag mitzvahs. But Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim Avad is considered to be one of the tag mitzvahs. So maybe this whole discussion was taking place that Seder. We don't know what they talked about. The only thing we know is that they talked about something to do with the Tzias Mitzrayim, Zechira Tzias Mitzrayim. So maybe that was what we were fighting out about. Does it make sense to be Maskei Tzias Mitzrayim, Yom Kippur, Mashiach, maybe yeah, maybe no? Is it a new mitzvah, or Rosh Hashanah? What's the nature of the mitzvah? According to some of the Tanoim, according to the Chachamim, who said that the mitzvah will be no heges, the Yom Kippur, Mashiach, so then the nature of the mitzvah is a mitzvah l'dayrus. It's a mitzvah like Shabbos, a mitzvah like Tefillah, like a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. But according to Ben Zoyman, according to Blaz Ben Azariah, who said that the word kol is needed to Ravas Salelos, so according to them, the taka won't be a mitzvah Yom Kippur, Mashiach, so that means the nature of the mitzvah is going to be different. So that's one beer that the Chaim has. Then there's a second beer that's quoted, the Rav quotes the name of Reb Chaim, that another reason why the Rambam left it out of the Minyan HaMitzvos, that the Rambam seems to understand that the mitzvah of mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim is not a mitzvah in and of itself. It's not that the Torah says, put on tefillah, the Torah says, shake a lulav, eat in the sukkah. The Torah says there's a mitzvah of Kriya Shema, b'shach b'chov kamech, the mitzvah derayks every day and every night to say Kriya Shema. What is the text of Kriya Shema? What do you have to say to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? So we're talking up to the dinim of Kriya Shema and the Chesvila Shiurim, so I don't want to take away too much from it. But there are different opinions how much of Kriya Shema is necessary to be said in HaTorah. Some Rishonim say the first Pasuk, some Rishonim say the first Parak. So the Rambam, when he introduces Hilchos Kriya Shema, so the Rambam writes that the mitzvah is to say all three parshias. And it sounds from the Rambam, is the mitzvah to say the third parsha min HaTorah. How could that be? How could the third parsha be min HaTorah? It doesn't say B'shach Chof Kamech in there. You want to tell me that you have to say the whole V'ahavta min HaTorah, because it says B'shach Chof Kamech, that I understand. You want to tell me you have to say V'yom Shemoa, because it says B'shach Chof Kamech, that I understand. Where does it say B'shach Chof Kamech in the third parsha of Kriya Shema? It doesn't say it anywhere. So how did the Rambam know that the saying of the third parsha is a deraisa? And forget, the Gemara says Beferish, the whole reason why we say the third parsha is because of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So how could the third parsha be a deraisa? How could it be part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? It's not the Kriya Shema, it's a different mitzvah. So Reb Chaim said, no, it's not a different mitzvah. The Rambam understood that it's the same mitzvah. The mitzvah of mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim is not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, it's part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. How is it part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? What is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? The mitzvah of Kriya Shema is not just to say words. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. That's what the essence of the mitzvah is. So you cannot have Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim without mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why is that? How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu present to us the mitzvah of Amunah Bashem? The Rambam quotes that as one of the Tag mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to be a ma'amin, a mitzvah to believe in the Rabbanu Shalom. So the Rishon already pointed out, it doesn't say Anoichi Hashem Lekecha Hashem Baras Yasa Olam. Our Amunah is not predicated on Briyasa Olam. Of course, we believe in Briyasa Olam, but ultimately, as Rabbi Levi writes in the Sefer Kuzari, there was no human being witnessed Briyasa Olam. The only way we know Briyasa Olam took place is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us that it took place. But and how do we know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu exists? So that, says Rabbi Levi, that we saw with our own eyes. We saw Kriyas Yamsuf, we saw Matat Becheres, we saw Esa Makas, we saw Kadosh Baruch Hu, took us Goy, Mikav Goy, the Osas of Moses, Muhammad. Nobody ever saw such a thing. It was unheard of in history, such events in Yetzias Mitzrayim, that everybody saw. Hundreds and thousands and millions of people saw it with their own eyes. That becomes the basis for Amunah. That's Anech Hashem, Lekech Hashem, Tzitzich Amir, Mitzrayim. That's what Rabbi Levi has his famous comment in the Sefer Kuzari, that ultimately separates Yahadus from other religions. So all the other religions in the world, so their entire claim is based on revelation to one person, two people, a handful of people, that's it. No other religion makes such a claim that hundreds and millions of people saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina. Why doesn't anybody else make such a claim? Because you can't make such a claim. It's impossible. You can't pull the wool over billions of people's eyes. If you can get a few people to come and tell you a story, so they convince other people. They say, I got a vision. You have three people to make a statement. And eventually, over time, you can convince a lot of people. But you can't start off a religion by saying that 3 million people saw Maimon HaSinai. 3 million people watched Kriyas Yamsuf. It doesn't work, because people are going to call you bluff. So that's what the ultimate source for our Amunah is, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a le'enei kol eidah, that everybody saw the Yad Hashem, was clear as day. There was no sveikus at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim of Kriyas Yamsuf. So that's what Reb Chaim says, al pi din, that's why you cannot just get up and say, Shema Yisrael, Mekabel Bach HaShemayim. What do you mean, Mekabel Bach HaShemayim? How do you know? What's the mononymously? How do you know? So the answer is, Ani Hashem Lekeichem HaShe'otzeis Yisrael Meretz Yisrael. The last pasuk of Kriyas Shema is the Machan Apatish. That's the punchline of the first pasuk of Kriyas Shema. You Mekabel Machan Shemayim, and you speak about the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then at the end you say, and by the way, and how do I know all the above is true? Yetzias Mitzrayim. See, Yetzias Mitzrayim is not a separate mitzvah. It's not that I put on tefillin, I shake a lulav, I eat matzah, I eat shofar. It's not a separate mitzvah, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of the mitzvah, Kriyas Shema. It's a component of Kriyas Shema. So that makes a lot of sense. That's why the Rambam doesn't quote it. The Rambam writes in his Hakdamot to Sefer Mitzvahs that he only quotes mitzvahs that are separate independent mitzvahs. If you have a mitzvah that has a lot of parts to it, let's say the Rambam doesn't quote the mitzvah of taking a lulav and taking a nesrig and taking a nasim and taking a ravis. Those aren't four mitzvahs. That's one mitzvah. The mitzvah is l'kachta l'chem, the following. So the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, are not two separate mitzvahs. The mitzvah is Kabbalas Macha Shemayim. The different components of Kabbalas Macha Shemayim are Shema, Hafta, Shemala, Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's all. That's a package deal. That's all part of the grandiose, the overall mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So again, we have a possible, snips as to what took place in that Seder. It's hard to go back in history, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, so we don't really know what they were talking about, but we do know that, at least according to the Rambam's gears, it was Avraham Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was talking about these things at the Seder. They were fleshing out, they were formulating, they were discussing all the lumdus of the mitzvah of Zechiras and Tzias Mitzrayim. So according to some, that's what they were talking about. Is it a mitzvah in and of itself? Is it a part of the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema? Is it a mitzvah bayom, mitzvah balayli, mitzvah shiach, or rosha? It's a lot of lumdus within this mitzvah. But the chayr, it's still a little bit difficult to understand, because the mitzvah of Sipat Tzias Mitzrayim and Pesach Nai, b'chor is to talk about the stories, and to talk about the mitzvah halayla. You're supposed to talk about the Pesach, the matzah, the moror. So why are we talking about mitzvahs that are not Pesach related? I mean, it's Yetzias Mitzrayim related, but it's a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim the rest of the year. So why should that be the focus of conversation at the Seder? As some of the Mefarshim explained, because that gufa gives more significance to Yetzias Mitzrayim. The idea of the mitzvah of Sipat Yetzias Mitzrayim is to make Yetzias Mitzrayim more and more choshev in our eyes. That's the idea. We all know the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we know that already. So why we have to talk more about the Makkos and more drushes and more midrashim and more Mar Chazal and more and more and more? Because the more you speak about it, so the greater appreciation you get of it. But if the Torah gives us a mitzvah every single day and every single night to reference Yetzias Mitzrayim, that shows this must be pretty important. If Yetzias Mitzrayim was just a one time, chick-chack, not such a major pivotal force in our lives, So we wouldn't talk about it all the time. We make such a to-do about it every day, every morning, every night. The Torah must have felt this is very, very important. Most mitzvahs that we do, how many times do we blow shofar? A whole year? Blow shofar Rosh Hashanah. It's very important to get shofar, but we don't talk about it the whole year. You have a mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. So you sit in the sukkah 1 week, we don't talk about it the whole year. But you tzis mitzrayim, we make a seder once a year, and then we talk about it every day and every night. Our whole lives we're talking about yitzis mitzrayim. That gufa grants significance to yitzis mitzrayim in our eyes, and that gufa is part of the mitzvah of sipur yitzis mitzrayim. The mitzvah of magid is whatever we can do to elevate yitzis mitzrayim in our eyes, that's all part of the mitzvah of sipur yitzis mitzrayim. Then the Haggadah continues to an introduction of Baruch HaMokom, Baruch HaBaruch Shlas and Torah Lama Yisrael. A nice song, makes a nice little break, everyone gets together and sings, and then we introduce the Arba Bonim. So the introduction that we have to the Arba Bonim is very strange. Baruch HaMokom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shlas and Torah. We're all for that, Baruch Shlas and Torah. We thank the Baruch Shlas and give us the Torah, but why punk in the middle of the Haggadah, we make a song out of a Baruch HaMokom, Baruch Hu, where does that fit into? So the Rav said that we're about to embark upon the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in terms of the psukim, the way the Torah presents it. Keneged Arba Bonim Divrei Torah. So we're formulating the mitzvah now, and we're referencing the Chumash itself. We're not just telling a story, we're not just getting up and singing songs about Makkos. We're referencing the Psukei HaTorah. We're saying, this is how the Torah says to do the mitzvah. The Chacham you speak to in this way, and the Rosh you speak to in this way, and each child has their pasuk, each child has their way they're talking to. And we're about to embark upon Psukim, and then we're about to come to the Tzeil Mad. We're going to go to Pasuk by Pasuk. So that's already where we're invoking the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We're using Talmud Torah, we're using Torah to fulfill our mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So whenever you engage in a Talmud Torah, you have to preface it with a Birchas HaTorah. So Birchas HaTorah, we said Birchas HaTorah in the morning. We said Birchas HaTorah 12 hours ago already. So why are we making a new Birchas HaTorah? So every time you have a new type of Talmud Torah, you have to be Rimeshabeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're late in shul, so that's a new kind of Talmud Torah. When I'm learning Daf Yomi by myself at 7 o'clock in the morning, that's one kind of Talmud Torah. When I'm taking out a Sefer Torah and reading it as a tzibur, that's a different kind of Talmud Torah. So that warrants a new bracha. So to over here, this is a new kind of Talmud Torah. This is a Talmud Torah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is the invoking of the Psukei HaTorah to fulfill the mitzvah properly. So we have a quasi Birchas HaTorah here. So we don't make it with the shame of Malchus, but still it's a type of Birchas HaTorah. So we introduce Baruch Shanas and Torah Amo Yisrael. Bless you, Kodesh Baruch, for giving us the Torah. And now we're about to reference the Psukim in the Torah to fulfill our mitzvah properly. So we begin with the Chacham. And the response to the Chacham is a very strange response. We say to the Chacham, Afata Emelok Yilchas HaPesach, we teach him Yilchas HaPesach, Ad Emaf Tirach HaPesach HaFikomen. So the gears that we have in our Haggadah is just that one phrase, Afata Emelok Yilchas HaPesach, So the midrashas and drashas written about why do we pick on that din? So they tell you this story when you were a kid. They tell you that story. The Talmud, the afikomen should taste in your mouth, stay in your mouth, and the seder should say, give you a lot of logical terms. Why? The pashtus atvarim is that the Rambam gears of Haggadah. Rambam, the end of it was Chometz Matzah, has his gears of Haggadah, which is 99% identical with ours. And everyone said, well, there's another word missing, a word added. The Rambam had a different nusach of the Haggadah. So here, the Rambam has the girsa, ad eim maftir nachar pesach avikomen, that we don't just say this one halacha. We say to the Chacham, until eim maftir nachar pesach avikomen. Why do we pick on that? Because that's the end of Maseches Pesachim. That's the second to last Mishnah of Maseches Pesachim. The last Mishnah talks about something else, but that's the end of the sugya of Hilchos Pesach. So basically what the answer to the Chacham is that come open up Maseches Pesachim and let's learn the entire Masechta. That's what it means. You got to learn quickly that night. Quick Daf Yomi. You have to learn 100 and 120 Vlad in a few hours. At Eim Maftir Nachar Pesach HaFikomen. If we say to the Chacham, let's learn together all of Hilchos Pesach. So that's a wonderful endeavor to learn all of Maseches Pesachim in the same night. Well, what does that have to do with the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to talk about the Nisim and the Flos. What are you learning Hilchos Pesach for? So you see clearly from this response that the Chacham and from other Makaris as well, that there are different aspects of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. There are really two distinct parts of this mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be misaper, to talk about the Nisim, that's for sure one of the mitzvahs. But then there's a second dimension of mitzvah, that's to focus on the halachas as well. If a person only speaks about the Nisim and doesn't address the mitzvah Hayom, then he missed the point. The part of the mitzvah is to talk about the Pesach Matzah Maror, to talk about the Dinim as well. So we say to the Chacham, we're going to tell you stories also, we're going to sing Dayanim with you also, we're going to tell you the Asamachas also, but for you, we're going to put the focus on the mitzvah Halayla. That's why you find in Chazal, there are two different stories that are recorded. One is the famous story of Ma'aseh Rabbi Eliezer, Shehoyu Masapim B'tzias Mitzrayim Kol Sa Laila. And then the Tosefta quotes Ma'aseh Rabbi Gamliel V'Zakenim, Sheoiskim Bruchas HaPesach Kol HaLaila. That the Rabbi Gamliel and his colleagues, you know, at the same time, they were learning the dinim of Korban Pesach, the whole night of Pesach. Why were they learning Kuchas Pesach? They should have been telling over the story. So the answer is that's also part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is twofold. The mitzvah is to talk about both from the Agadata, from the Drush point of view, as well as from the Halachas point of view. That's the complete mitzvah. So some people, you spend a little bit more time with one, some a little more time with others. You switch back and forth, but they're both valid parts of the mitzvah. Why is the learning of the Halachas part of the mitzvah of Sipritzim Mitzrayim? The Torah says, so anything that you talk about Tzeisim Mitzrayim makes sense. So I understand to tell about the Esanachas. I understand to talk about all the Master of Gnus Mitzrayim B'Shevach. That I understand. But why does learning the Sugya of Shavir Sa'etzim in the Korban Pesach part of the Mitzvah of Sipritzim Mitzrayim? Why is talking about the Halachas of Beki Matzah part of the Sipritzim Mitzrayim? How does that enhance the story of what happened? So the Beis HaLevi has a famous comment on the Pasuk in Chumash, Babur Zeh Sasham Libet Tzeisim Mitzrayim. So we have to tell over the story, and we point to the matzah more above that because of this. So the Beis HaLevi claims that, at least according to some of Farshim, the dictum is not correct. Because the Torah says, tell over the story, because of this, so the dictum should be the other way around. It should be, now I'm eating the matzah more. What comes first? First there was Yetzias Mitzrayim, and to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, I'm eating the Pesach Matzah Morah. So the Lashon HaPasuk, if you interpret Bavur to mean because of, so then it's opposite, unless you have a different meaning of the word Bavur. So, but if you learn Bavur Kepshuta, that means because of, so then it's backwards. Bavur Matzah Morah and left Mitzrayim, it's not true. So the Beis HaLevi says, herein lies a major misconception about the role of Shavuos HaMitzvos and the role of history in the world. We usually think that certain historical events happened, and therefore as a response to those events, so Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs. So he took us out of Mitzrayim, and now to remember that, we have matzah. Kadosh Baruch Hu watched us in the desert, therefore he gave us the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. So he says, no, it's the exact opposite. He says that Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Svarim HaKadosh, the Zohar HaKadosh says, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was istakal b'rais of bar alma. That Kadosh Baruch Hu first created the Torah. The Torah preceded the world. The Torah is the chokhmah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu preceded the world. The only thing that could have possibly preceded the universe was HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chachmaso. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chokhmah created the Torah. That was the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chokhmah, the whole divrei Torah. So way before there was a creation, way before there was a world, there was a mitzvah of eating matzah. There was a mitzvah of eating maror. There was a mitzvah of korban pesach. There was a mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. Those mitzvahs existed in the chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu before there was a world. How are those mitzvahs going to be, what we say, Yotzim and HaKorach LaPoyel? How is it going to be? You know, you have these mitzvahs, these theoretical mitzvahs that have no shaykhs to be fulfilled. If you don't have a world, then how are you going to do these mitzvahs? So Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world. And the goal of the world was Yistakol B'Araisu Bar Alma, that he first looked at the Torah, and in order to fulfill the Torah, in order that the Torah should have meaning, he created a world. So the reason why there's an Esek tree is because there's a mitzvah and Esek, not the other way around. We usually think, first there's an Esek tree, and then a few hundred years later, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, there's a nice Esek tree, okay, let's give Klai Yisrael a mitzvah. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Esek tree so that you could be able to fulfill this mitzvah, L'kachtem Chamim Rishon, should have meaning in Olam Hazeh. So to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, declared b'chachmaso, Leil Tesla of Nisan is a time of Geula. That was before there was a Yetzias Mitzrayim. Leil Tesla of Nisan was a night of Geula. Avraham Avinu sitting and eating matzahs. What's Avraham Avinu eating matzahs for? It didn't happen yet. I understand that Avraham Avinu was doing mitzvahs, kiyam kol Torah kula kom shel nitna. But eating matzah, what are you celebrating? The story didn't happen yet. Imagine if we'd be celebrating a yontif. It didn't take place yet. Doesn't make any sense. So comes the Beis Levi and says no. Leil Tesvav Nisan is a night of Achilas Matzah. Nothing to do with Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Before there was a Mitzrayim, before there was a power, before there was a world, Leil Tesvav Nisan is Be'erf Techel Matzah. That's the Chokhmas Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu then, in a sense, rigged history in such a way that there's going to be a Geula on Tesvav Nisan, and now he's going to be able to present that mitzvah Be'erf Techel Matzah to his children, that they should be able to relate to Achilas Matzah. Otherwise, you're going to tell me to eat matzah. If there's no Yetzias Mitzrayim, I don't understand. Eating matzah doesn't make any sense to me. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim to enable us to fulfill his mitzvahs. Ba'avur zeh, asa Hashem li b'tzisim Mitzrayim. In order that I should bring a Korban Pesach, Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. In order that I should eat matzah more, Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Torah is first, and then the history and the nature gets flooded. That's second. It's not the other way around. So the Beis HaLevi says, that that was his. He wrote this piece in the 1800s. You know, when the Beis Halevi lived, he was the Rav's great grandfather, Reb Chaim's father. So he was living at the height of reform. So he writes that there are some people who he doesn't use very pleasant terms for them. We'll leave out all the details. So there are some people in today's world, today's generation, who think they figured out mitzvahs. Says they figured out the reason why we do this is because of this historical reality, because of that fact. And if the reason doesn't apply, then the whole thing doesn't apply anymore. In the olden days, it was important for us not to eat pork because it was dangerous. Now it's not dangerous to eat pork. So that kind of a smart early people who were against the Torah. So basically, Levi said the whole premise is so fundamentally faulty. He says the premise of mitzvahs is it's the Dvar Hashem. That's it. That's the end of the discussion. Then we can begin to discuss. Does it fit into our world scheme or not? Is there a message for us? Can we walk away with a lesson from mitzvahs and try? Maybe we can, maybe we can't. But the mitzvahs exist before the world exists. You can't begin to negotiate and say, oh, this din d'oraisa doesn't apply anymore because it was only given to da-da-da. That's irrelevant. The din d'oraisa exists because it's a chokhmas Hashem. Now, you have to try to make it meaningful for you. If you can, great. And if you can't, it's also great. You have to do it anyway. It doesn't make a difference. The pasuk says, we say before Tekiah Shofar, we say a pasuk, Tuv Tam Vadas Lam Deini, Kiva Mitzvaysecha Ha'amanti. The pasuk can tell him that we ask a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Tuv Tam Vadas Lam Deini. Help me understand Tamei HaMitzvahs. Help me understand. Help the mitzvahs be meaningful for me. Give me something, a geshmak, that I should feel that the mitzvahs mean something to me. Kiva Mitzvaysecha Ha'amanti. So the Chavar, it's a stira. Amuna means I don't understand. Amuna means I'm going to do it anyway. So what's the Hemshech Apostle? Tuv Tam V'das Lam Deini. Ribbono Shalom, give me Tam. Give me Tam V'das. Make me understand the mitzvahs. Ki b'mitzvah Sechei Amanti. So some of the Mefarshim explained that ki means different things in different places. Here, ki means that even though b'mitzvah Sechei Amanti. Means I'm asking Ribbono Shalom, I'm ma'amen in the mitzvahs, and I do the mitzvahs no matter what. Whether I understand them, I don't understand them, whether I appreciate them, whether they have a time of mitzvah, that's irrelevant. That's the starting point. Keep the mitzvahs echamam. The mitzvahs are there forever and ever, that's the way it is. And that's it. Whether I like it, I don't like it, I do understand it, irrelevant. But Ribbono Shalom, as an extra ta'iv, I'm asking you, please, let the mitzvahs mean something to me. Let me get a geshmak out of Shabbos. Let kashrus mean, let me come up with some kind of a reason, some kind of a spiritual, religious, ethical, moral reason that relates to me. Different mitzvahs relate to different people at different times in history. Sometimes the Rambam, in his Amar Nevuchim, can write a whole reason for a certain mitzvah. It doesn't talk to me anymore. The Rambam says, this mitzvah was given to be mevatel, this Yetzer HaVadazor. I don't have the Yetzer HaVadazor anymore. It doesn't speak to me, this mitzvah. So that time of mitzvah doesn't speak to me. So there's another time of mitzvah, Sefer Chiddush. There's another reason, there's another reason, Shem Shavosh. Another reason. There are multiple Tamei HaMitzvahs. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the Torah many, many, many different layers of Tamei HaMitzvahs that can relate to different people at different times in history. Different challenges, different cultures, different societies. That's all part of the mitzvah. That's all part of the drush for Kabbalah Schar of Tamei HaMitzvahs. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is the same. Kivu mitzvah secha amanti. The mitzvah stand on their own 2 feet. Whether it does speak to me, it doesn't speak to me. Whether I do understand the kabbanis, I don't understand the kabbanis. I understand the bias of manug of yesterday. I don't understand it. Kivu mitzvah secha amanti. That's what the Beis Halevi is saying here also. That ba'avur zeh asar shem li v'tasim mitzrayim. The mitzvahs are here to stay. The Pesach Matzamor, that's the Kaddish Baruch Hu's Chochma, that's the way it is. Now the Kaddish Baruch Hu made it that the mitzvah speaks to me. He put it as part of a whole package of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now there's a historical reality. Now I can relate to the Pesach Matzamor. When I sit down and eat matzah, I'm not just eating a Stam Zegzer Sakosov. I understand. I'm thinking while eating the matzah. V'yofos Abotzik V'shotzim Mitzrayim. I understand. I understand the significance of matzah. But the real significance of matzah predated Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the case, then it makes a lot of sense why the learning of the halachas, the speaking of the halachas, is part of the mitzvah of Sipat Yetzias Mitzrayim. The halachas are not an afterthought. It's not that there was a Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then by the way, later Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs. That was the whole goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The essence of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to get to that point. So if a person, imagine, a guy sits down, makes a seder, sings Dayenu, Esamachas, throws frogs around, does everything, and doesn't talk about the mitzvahs halayla. Mamish missed the boat. He missed the most important part of the Seder. The most important part of the Seder is to come to the realization. That's what we're here for. The whole Seder, the whole Esamachas, the whole Dayen, the whole Chagadra is there for one reason. It's there, Ba'avur Zeh, to enable you to do the mitzvahs. So if you didn't even talk about the mitzvahs halayla, you missed everything. So that's the Chacham. We come to the Chacham and we say, you got to that level. The Chacham understands that he chaps that the mitzvahs are the Igar. So we talk to him. They got a Masechus Pesachim, learn with him. That's part and part. That's not just Tamar. Tama Torah. When you learn Hilchos Pesach Matzah Morah to say it, it's not just Tama Torah. It's a mitzvah of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, because that's the essence of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. So, it's a shame, next week, the Olam is still around? People still around next Sunday? Okay, a few people around. Okay, still around. Hopefully, okay, hopefully next Sunday we'll have the final one of this this series of Haggadah Shir.